This is Trevor Kahrs. And we'll talk about your one life. You have one life to make an impact in this world. One life to make a difference. Majority of people in this world are mediocre and live mediocre lives, and they know it deep down. They wish they could have done better. They have lives filled with regret. There's only a small percentage of people that are truly fulfilled with their one life. You should be grateful that you have an opportunity to live in this world and that you have the opportunity to make a difference. And I encourage you to think about your one life, figure out how you spend it day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. And then decide, is this how you want to continue? Or do you want to change for the better? As this is your one and only life. Start thinking in terms of an end point. Once you hit 90 or 80 or whatever your life expectancy is that you perceive to have, it's lights out. That's it. Everything is over. So my question to you is, do you want to pass the time or do you want to get ahead of the time? Make an impact with the time that you have. Tomorrow, it could all be over. Can you honestly look back and say, I left my mark on this world. I'm leaving in peace. Get unsatisfied with your current situation. Get hungry to make your situation better. Grow constantly. Don't slow down. Once you finish your education, there is no incentive to continue learning. You define your next learning stages. You define the remainder of your one life. Don't waste it away. You may feel that you have wasted away to this point, but if you're listening to this, you now have an opportunity today to turn that page, open a new chapter, a fresh chapter of your life that has meaning. If you're tired, wake up. You'll have many years under the grave to sleep and think about nothing. While you have this limited time, make a difference. Wake up, make a difference. Change the world with your one life. You may be religious and feel that there is an afterlife or that there is a second life beyond the grave, and that is acceptable. However, that is no excuse to just give up and pass the time. As you should make the most of your current life. As you don't know what circumstances unfold once you're under the grave. And even if you feel you know what happens, there are circumstances under that are outside of our control, and we are best served to give our best while we are here. Your one life, you have an opportunity to love, to care for others, to be healthy, to just be the ultimate person that you can be. And I talk about this in the other sessions about how you can live an optimal life, that optimal one life that you have. And I hope that it helps you, provides you with tools to make your one life count for something. Today you're filled with knowledge and more education than any generation before you. You have the opportunity to really excel at understanding who you are and improving yourself and continually learning about what you're capable of. Endless resources for you at your fingertips. You can be that brilliant individual who really changes the world as long as you get focused on the time that you have. Because it is just one life. And I would hate for you to pass it by and just let it disappear with the ticking and the talking of the clock, and just, I would hate for you to just watch as the second hand goes around and around and look back and not be happy with what you've done. I would like for you to be happy when you look back. I would like for you to say, yes, I am content with what I've done. if you do that, you look back and you say, yes, this is fantastic. I am happy for you. And if currently you are happy with your one life, then continue. Don't slow down. Keep going. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yeah, I need to make a change, do it. Start now. Stop wasting time. That is your one precious resource. A resource that you cannot get back for your one life. Time. Will always be against you. Unless you make it work for you. Get clear on what it is you want in your life. Get clear on what it is that will make you fulfilled, happy, successful in your definition. And once you do that, your one life will really bring meaning to you. This is my manifesto on the one life that you have to live. Make it count.